So the Gemara is trying to figure out the makar that amayniv lo amaynis mayaviv lo mayavis, that the women of Ammon and Moab are mutter. And Gemara goes to Oho Shaka B'tayis, starting really on Ainvavim Beis. First the Gemara says we darshan amayniv lo amaynis mayaviv lo mayavis, but then the Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara says if that we should also darshan mamzer lo mamzeris. So the Gemara answer is no, mamzer is different. It says mumzar. But then in fact the Gemara we should darshan mitziv lo mitzris, and therefore the female mitzvah should be mutter. So the Gemara basically shrugs up that drasha. The Gemara ends up saying a different drasha. We learn it out from Advar Shel Kinmas HaMelachim of Mayim, Darkel Shel Ish L'Kadem, Lo Darkel Shel Ish L'Kadem, and therefore the women are mutter. The Gemara shrugs that up also, and it says there should be Mekadem HaNashim Likras HaNashim, Nashim Likras Nashim, and basically the Gemara is stuck at that point, and they wanted a pasul David Melch for that reason, because he came from Rusa Maviyah, and the Gemara says they asked in the Beis Medrash, and they said Amani B'la Amani S'mavav B'la Miyavis. And then Dayag asked all these different kashas that we asked, and they wanted to passel David. They didn't have a good makar. Then the Gemara says that Amasa ben Yasser came, and he was chager charba ki Yishma'eli, and he says, anyone who doesn't listen to me, yidaka b'chev, kach mekublani mi beiz dino shol Shmuel HaRamasi, have a kabbalah from the bezim of Shmuel HaRamasi, amani b'lamanis, mabir lo miyavis. And that seemed to settle the question that we do make this drasha, because he had a kabbalah from beiz dino shol Shmuel HaRamasi. And then the Gemara ends up saying that Ketana, it's really Mechlekes Tanaim, what the Makar is, Amani v'la Amainis, Ma'avi v'la Ma'avis, to Rebbe Yehuda, B'shem and Aymer, Al-Bar Shilu, Kidma Eschem, Lechem of Amayim, Darko Shil Ish L'Kadim. So it's a Mechlekes, whether you learn it off from Amani v'la Amainis or from Darko Shil Ish. That seems to be the Maskana of the Gemara. So Lefi, the Gemara comes out that the Makar for saying that the Amani v'la Amainis, Ma'avi v'la Ma'avis, is either from the Drasha of Amani v'la Amainis or from Al-Bar Shilu, Kidma Eschem, Lechem of Amayim. Now the problem is, if you look in the Rambam, the way the Rambam passes this halacha, it seems to be connected to the Gemara. The Rambam in Isuri Bia, Perikid Beis, halacha Yidches, says that the Nekebis of Amon and Moab are mutter, Shenemer lo yavu amoni moab v'kal Hashem, v'halacha l'moshe mesinai, sh'hamoni hazach v'hamoyavi hazach hu sh'asu l'oilam, but the v'lamoinis umayavis m'teres miyad k'shar umay. It's like the Rambam, it's halacha l'moshe mesinai, that only the males are asur, but the females are mutter. So the Rambam seems to invent a halacha mishmi sinai to tell me that amani v'la amani s'ma v'la mayavis. This is connected to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention anywhere halacha mishmi sinai. The Gemara just says it's a drasha. Where did the Rambam get this? So what's the makar of the Rambam that this din is a halacha mishmi sinai? Now I was thinking that maybe you could say a couple different halachim over here to answer the Rambam. First of all, in the Shaka B'tayim Menei Ubei, the Chayit Shver, when they wanted to passel David, so it says in the Beis Medrash they darshan amani v'la amani s'ma v'la mayavis, and then they asked him all these kashas, and then Amasa ben Yasser came and said, Kach mekublani mezdino shel Shmuel HaRamasi, then amani v'la amani s'ma v'la mayavis. And the question is, what did he gain by saying Kach mekublani from the Bezim Shmuel HaRamasi? Then he said, I have a kabbalah, we make this drasha. Then today we have kashas. If there's kashas, then that shlugs up the drasha. So how did the Gemara answer these kashas by saying Kach mekublani mezdino shel Shmuel HaRamasi? So it could be that the Rambam understood that when he said Kach mekublani, he didn't just mean to say, I have a Kabbalah that this drasha is true, but he meant to say, I have a Kabbalah that this is Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Halacha Mishmi Sinai is that the Scharim are Aser, the Nekemis are Mutter, and once you have Halacha Mishmi Sinai, you can ask all the Kashas in the world, it doesn't make a difference. It's not a drasha, it's a Halacha. And that would be the Makkah of the Rambam, that it's Halacha Mishmi Sinai, or else it doesn't make sense for Shag B'Tayr Gemara. What was he adding by saying Kach Mekublani? And the Briska Rav says a similar thing in his Chidush HaMal HaTayr on Megillas Rus. He seems to learn that Pshan the Gemara, that the Kach Mekublani was a Lach Meshmi Sinai, and then he adds a very nice beer lufi that you find in Megillas Rus, that the Goyal did not want to marry Rus, because he says, Ucha Ligo Pen Ashkes Is Nachlasi. I don't want to be Goyal Rus, because I'm afraid that I'm going to ruin my children. Rashi says that he made a mistake. He was Tayyab Amani Vala Amainis. He made a mistake. He didn't believe in the Drash of Amani Vala Amainis, so he didn't want to marry Rus, because he's going to passel his children. Right? Pen Ashkes Is Nachlasi. Rashi says Zari didn't want to make a pekam bizari. So effectively, Biskarov, if he was not aware of this drasha, if he didn't believe in the drasha of Amani v'lamanis ma'avim l'mayavis, so then why is he bothered with his children? He didn't want to pass his children. What about he himself? He himself would be doing this by marrying Rus because she's in Amainis. So why is he being tailored on his children? Why is he not worried about his own iser? And the Biskarov is Mazbir al this aside that really he himself, he believed in the drasha of Amani v'lamanis. He was not bothered with his drasha. He believed in it. But he was afraid, so mitzad himself, he has a right to do it. He held this drasha as true, and he could be mi'abim her. But the problem is, he said, maybe generations later, another bezin will come, and they're going to be chaylik on the first bezin, like we talk to find, that this was a very questionable drasha. Another bezin will come, they're going to ask kashas, and they're going to shlug it up, and they're going to say, we're changing the psak, even the women are aser. So he said, l'gabi me, I didn't do anything wrong, b'shas ma'aseh was mutter, but my children, who are now came from a marriage of an amoinus, they're going to be puzzled. And that was a chash upin ashkes is nachlasi. That's why he was concerned. But why was he wrong? What was his mistake? Because he thought it was a drasha, and it's something the bezin could shlug up. L'mais, it's not a drasha. It's a halacha mishmi Sinai. Once it's a halacha mishmi Sinai, then there's no chashash that will be shlugged up. No one could be chaylik on it. And that again would be another marker for the Rambam that it's a halacha mishmi Sinai. Another pshat you could say is al pi taisis over here. When the Gemara brings down the machlokes tanaim lefi the maskana, what's the makar of amani v'laminus? So it says ketanai. One of my numbers says amani v'laminus. The other one says al dvar shul kinu eschem lachim v'vamaim. So Frek Taisus, he says, how can you say the drasha of amani v'laminus? We already shlugged that up before. We shlugged it up from mitzvi v'lo mitzvus. If we dash in this drasha over here, we should also be matter the female mitzvus. So Taisus says that no, there's a chilik between amani mayavi over here. The Torah could have written amanu mayav and it wrote amani mayavi to make this drasha. Mishen by mitzvi. There's nothing else it could have written. What about a daimi? Taisus says maybe a daimi is aga mitzri. So Taisus says different terutzim to answer this kasha. The Marsha says that these terutzim are dachuk and shver why the Gemara before didn't answer this. And the Marsha says a different teres. He says it must be that this price I held that the din of amani v'laminus is alach mashmi Sinai. That's what he meant to say. And therefore there's no kashas to be asked because it's alach mashmi Sinai. So it could be again, this would be a makkah for the Rambam. The Rambam understood like the Marsha that the only way to be mazber, how you could say amani v'laminus and not be bothered with these kashas, was based on it being halacha mishmi Sinai. So that could be another makkah with the Rambam saw in the sugya that it must be a halacha mishmi Sinai. So these are a couple different makkahs of the Rambam that it was halacha mishmi Sinai, not just a drasha ba'alma. Now, l'chari could be myra on these pshatim that at the end of the day it is a little bit shver because it's not 100% mukhach that it's halacha mishmi Sinai because the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. Paskins that anything the Bezin HaGadol paskins, no one is able to be chaylik on, just like a halacha mishmi Sinai. So l'chair, there's no raya from here that it was a halacha mishmi Sinai. It could be it was not a halacha mishmi Sinai, but it was a psak of Bezin HaGadol, and that's why they couldn't be chaylik on it. And when he said, kach mekublani mi bez dino shal Shmuel HaRamasi, Shmuel HaRamasi taka was a Bezin HaGadol, he meant to say, I have a Kabbalah from Bezin HaGadol, Shmuel HaRamasi, and therefore no one could be chaylik. So it's not muchak that it was mamash halacha mishmi Sinai. Could be it was not a halacha mishmi Sinai, it was a Kabbalah mi Bezin HaGadol. So it's still a little bit tzarechian where the Rambam saw that it was mamashay halacha mishmi Sinai. Another ha'ari you could ask on the Rambam that lefi what the Rambam says that it was halacha mishmi Sinai. It's tzarechian from what the Rambam writes in the Hakdama, the Pirush Mishnah. The Rambam says a klal that anything which is learned from halacha mishmi Sinai cannot be derived misvara or midrasha. You can't figure it out from a pasuk. It doesn't have any remez b'mikra. It's something which can only be known through halacha mishmi Sinai. Over here, you see clearly that. Even though the Rambam calls it halacha mishmi Sinai, the Gemara brings down drashas. The Gemara brings down the drasha of amani v'laminus, mavil v'mayavis. The Gemara brings down advar shel kinu esam malachim v'mayim. And even though at one point in the Gemara those were shlugged up, and maybe they're not considered drashas, but lefi the maskana, the Gemara does bring down such a raisa. So it's tzarechin, how could he have drashas if it's halacha mishmi Sinai? How could there be a machlekes about it if it's halacha mishmi Sinai? Rambam says you can't have a machlekes on halacha mishmi Sinai. So these are a couple of aris on the Rambam who says it is halacha mishmi Sinai, but l'maisel, if the Rambam is havana, that's halacha mishmi Sinai, it is miyashiv a couple of different kashas in our sugya.